Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Opus Partners. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And it's our show. We're talking about should you lower your rent. So you as a property investor, you might find that the amount of tax that you've got to pay might start to go down because interest deductibility is coming back in. And it's being framed as a tax gain or a bit of a reward for landlords. Of course, National's saying it's going to put some downward pressure on rents. And a lot of the media are asking Christopher Luxon, our Prime Minister, if he will decrease the rent on the investment properties that he owns. So should you decrease your rent? And just before I come to you, Andrew, with that twinkle in your eye and that smirk on your face, I want to play a clip that comes from last year on Q&A, a political TV show, with Jack Tame talking to Christopher Luxon.
Are you going to lower your rent, the properties that you rent out?
It's not about me, Jack.
You've said that your settings are going to lead to lower rents.
You talk about my properties every time.
No, it's a simple question. Yeah, I know.
Well, it's pretty simple.
Reasonable, isn't it? I mean, you've got multiple investment properties. Well, so will you be lowering your rents?
What I'll be saying to you is that we are going to put downward pressure on rents.
You say there's going to be downward pressure on rents, so will you be lowering your rents?
It's not about me, Jack. I don't know. I haven't thought that through, and I'm not thinking that through.
But if there's downward, I mean, why would you not think it through?
So just thinking about that, there's a lot of scrutiny in there. And if you could make it out from the two of them talking over each other, I want to come to you, Andrew. Now, what do you think? Should Christopher Luxon decrease the rents on his investment properties?
So I don't think anyone should be reducing their rent, quite frankly. But I do think that as the Prime Minister, if you're saying you're introducing this policy so it does put downward pressure on rents, it would probably be a pretty bad look not to decrease your rents.
Yeah, but downward pressure isn't the same as decreasing.
Oh, now you sound like a politician and you look like one. Like, it's completely up to him. It's his decision what he's going to do. But ultimately, if you're representing the people, I could understand there might be a bit of political pressure and public pressure to do that. Personally, I'm not going to be decreasing my rents because when interest deductibility came in, I didn't increase my rents fully to cover that cost. I didn't pass it on to my tenants. So why would I reduce them now? And actually, because I wanted to sense check that theory, I spoke to my friend Steve Goody, and he said the market never priced in the loss of interest deductibility, so returning us just gets us back to zero. And another investor said to me the exact same thing, basically. Landlords haven't been able to absorb the extra cost by raising rents, so effectively, well, the tenant didn't pay the extra tax, so why would you reduce their rent now? And look, that might sound a bit harsh, but you know, when you think about the reason that rents have gone up, I don't think it has been the interest deductibility in its fullest because we're only halfway through Labor's phase out policy and you'll be getting your tax bill for your 50% deductibility this year that was just ticked over. So people probably haven't really felt the pinch yet.
Well, let's dig into those details and go past the anecdotes, dig into the data. So my question is, did property investors increase the rent when these interest deductibility rules came in? And an initial look at the numbers suggests that property investors did pass on the tax to renters. So if you just looked at the data, didn't know anything about what was going on in New Zealand over the last couple of years with interest rates and inflation, you would have heard us say a couple of years back that for property investors to fully pass on the cost of the interest deductibility tax, rents would have to go up by about 25% over 4 years. And since March 2021, when that policy was released, rents have gone up 20% over the last 3 years. So that's pretty close. For investors to fully pass on the tax, rents would have to go up 25% over 4 years. They've gone up 20% in three. They've gone up by $100 a week from $500 a week to $600. So that is some pretty big growth. So you'd be forgiven from looking at that number and thinking that property investors did pass on that cost. But there's something missing there, Andrew, right?
The big one, which is interest rates. So we're missing the fact that interest rates have tripled in some cases over that same time frame. So as an investor, interest rates have gone up massively. The council rates have gone up massively and it continue to increase. There is way more costs through healthy home standards and increased regulation, higher insurance costs. Not all of these costs have been passed directly onto the tenant in this time.
Okay, so I've run the numbers on this to, again, cut past the stories, just get into the hard facts. And I estimate that if you were to fully pass on the rise in interest rates and interest deductibility, so let me take you back to 2021. And let's say that an investor purchased a property worth 550 grand and it had a 4.2% gross yield. So back in 2021, that would have been pretty standard when interest rates were really low. you know, 2.3% is what people would be able to get.
Yeah, so rent's $440 a week.
That was back in the good old days, yeah. Right? Though. Yeah. And so if you'd purchased, you know, 3-ish years ago, your rent's gone up by 20%. So you've got an extra $80 a week worth of rent. But for this landlord, for this property investor, their costs are up 114%.
Holy moly. And what's that based on?
That is based on the interest rate going up from 2.3% up to 6.9% today. And then also interest deductibility in there as well, 50%. And so this whole idea of should landlords decrease their rents because they've got to get interest deductibility back? Well, yes, rents are up 20%. But for this investor, their costs are up 114%. Not all of that cost has been passed on.
And you and I were at something, maybe a lunch or a presentation not so long ago, and they were talking about landlords passing on the costs. And I remember you and I both saying that, you know, rents are often tied to income increases as opposed to the actual cost of a landlord. It's kind of this misconception that landlords can just increase the rent to whatever it is to make it work, because that's just simply not true. People can't afford it, and then they look for alternates, right? There are always other properties that they could rent.
Well, if you think about almost every product, it's not just about what it costs, it's what someone is willing to pay for it. Mm. And so it costs a lot to provide a house today for somebody to rent out, but it doesn't mean you can charge them what it costs you necessarily. No. And just like if somebody's got no mortgage at all on their property, that doesn't mean that they can rent it out for free because they have very, very low costs. And so if we cut through it all, maybe the tax has been passed on, but none of the interest rate increases have. So even with the tax rolling back, property investors will still have gone backwards from a cash flow perspective. And Andrew, I've actually run the numbers. I want you to take a bit of a guess. How much do you think this investor would have had to increase their rent by to be in the same position as they were in with 2021? So interest rates have gone up, even with interest deductibility going back up to 80%. How much would this property investor have had to increase their rent by since 2021 to be in the same position?
Rent's gone up by 20%. Costs have gone up by 114, did you say? Oh, 80%?
So they would have to have increased their rent by 148% compared to 2021.
148. What does that actually work out to be in rent?
So it would have to go from $440 a week up to almost $1,100 a week to fully cover all of the interest costs and all of the tax in this specific situation. Now, that won't be the same for everyone because we've chosen a bit of an extreme example. Somebody purchasing in 2021, not every property investor purchased in 2021, but they would have had to increase their rent by 148% and the rents on average have gone up by 20%.
That is actually insane. And look, that doesn't mean that property investors are the knights on horseback coming in to save everyone. We're not saying it's a hug a property investor day, although maybe it should be.
you're telling me I'm not Superman because I bought some investment properties?
No, but you should put your undies back inside your pants. But property investors aren't making money hand over fist at the moment, like some people might believe. And this is the frustrating thing for someone that works with mum and dad investors day in and day out, and has seen the real struggle for people to meet cash flow over the last few years while interest rates have been higher. And look, we're not saying they all want a pat on the back, but I just don't think they should be villainized as well. And so, yes, this change is going to ease some of the pain that's occurring in the market, but it's not going to be the be-all and end-all. It's not going to save property investors from really having to make some sacrifices over the next wee while. The big thing that's going to have to happen is interest rates are going to have to come down.
Yeah, I think while we've called it, I mean, it is a tax cut because if you're decreasing the amount that somebody has to pay in tax, that's called a tax cut.
Yeah.
But the impact for most investors is that they will not be making more money. They will be having less of a loss rather than making way more money. And just to back that up, I know we've been speaking to a couple of property investors as well before we hit record. You know, what are they kind of saying, Andrew?
One investor said that it's been a terrible storm over the last few years with higher mortgage costs, which obviously they're not passing on to their tenants. Another one told me that the 80% deductibility has given him a bit of relief. And now with a new financial year, he's going to be paying $5,000 in tax, not $10,000 in tax, even though his property is still cash flow negative. So again, paying tax on top of that loss.
Yeah, I heard another one say that they're going to go from losing money on their properties plus having a tax bill to just losing your money on their properties without having a tax bill. So that's what we're seeing a lot. So should property investors decrease their rents? I think the answer is no, because rents aren't really set by the property investor. They are set by the market. Now, you as a property investor can choose to put your rent up and meet the market or not. That's the decision for all of us. But if we think about who decides what the rent for my property should be, actually it's the market. And then you as a property investor get to decide, well, do I want to meet the market or do I want to be a bit under? I think you'll have the same question again when interest rates start to come down. But we collectively, as property investors, did not put up our rents by 148% when interest rates rose. We took those losses on the chin. So when interest rates and interest deductibility rules go the other way, there's no magical extra money that appears into our bank accounts to pass on to tenants. It's just that we have to dip in less into our own pockets. Now, what's your view on this, Andrew?
I think that based on the investors that I see, most of them have just got major contributions at the moment. And so when interest deductibility is back in and when interest rates come down, rent increases will probably just slow down. But I don't expect rents to decrease anytime soon.
Right, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And hey, if you want to learn more about these new tax rules and what it means for you as a Kiwi property investor, come along to my upcoming webinar. It's on Tuesday, the 16th of April, 7 p.m. And we're going to talk about all of the different taxes, how they interplay with one another, so you can get a sense of how it might impact you as a property investor. Links down in the show notes, so tap or swipe over the cover art. There'll be a link in there. Or just go to opuspartners.co.nz/webinar. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Steve McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
We're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.